government was able to take some of the ground back over there. Also in the news, it's another praise God. We've been talking about it. It's just almost outrageous the way the country's gone. Only 6% or so of the people, the American people, you all believe in the mainstream news anymore. And has used to be 80%, but Brian Williams was caught lying. He has been removed for 6 months without pay. And basically, this is very positive news. The American people must have good information. Abraham Lincoln said it. If the American people know the truth, they will make the right decision. And Jesus Christ said, the truth will make you free. And I believe that's one of the primary foundations of this station. Also, this is huge. It's what we've been saying, what we've been talking about for the past 2 weeks. Obama is caught in yet another lie. David Axelrod wrote a book. He put down that before the election 2008, Obama believed in same-sex marriage, but he was told that if he had to lie to get the black Christian vote, according to this new book by David Axelrod. Of course, he did lie, but then once he got in there, second term and everything, he instituted a lot of things that his full belief in the same-sex marriage came out. And now, as a result of David Axelrod's book, We Know the Truth, of course, the president is compounding his errors by lying yet again that David Axelrod's book is wrong. So if Brian Williams was basically removed from office for saying he was on a helicopter that was shot at and hit, and it really wasn't, plus a couple other things in New Orleans, Obama should be taken to task for all the lies that he's promulgated on the American people. And basically, our Congress needs to step up and basically hold him accountable. And this station certainly wants to hold him accountable, you know, for Benghazi, for Fast and Furious. The list goes on and on. God help us and basically give us an honest president and help the Congress to do what our Constitution has mandated they do, act as a check and balance. This morning we're going to have at 8 o'clock roughly, 8:06, we're going to have Elijah Platchek, principal of the Westmont Christian School, come in and be interviewed. He's from Pottstown, and we're looking forward to that interview. Right now we're going to go to the Black Robe Regiment. Well, we're going to have a brief a word from Susan Locke, who's in our studio here, and Russell Olders is running the board. This is Al Locke speaking.
Good morning, everyone. I have a verse this morning to share, Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. That's the King James Version, Romans 8:28.
Thank you, Susan. Sometimes we go through some trials and tribulations often. It's one of the things that has held the president accountable for. In his State of the Union address, he made it sound like we came through this big economic downturn, the Great Recession, or I call it a depression. But the bottom line is that Chairman of Gallup, chief executive officer, said it's a lie. You know, the unemployment rate isn't 5.6. More people don't have full-time jobs than just about any time in our history. And when you go to get your hair cut and you talk to some of the people there and you find out that a young couple had a young baby and they can't afford to keep it because they don't have enough income, it's outrageous. It's just outrageous. It's beyond description that the government can say everything is good and our young people are suffering with really, really high unemployment rates. So we want action. We want our government officials to basically get some jobs and distribute them to the people. And as a small businessman, it hurt me. It still hurts me that President Obama has the fewest number of businessmen, fewest number of engineers who engineer full unemployment, good projects in his administration of any president in recent history, if not in all history of the government. You know, he needs practical people instead of pie-eyed socialists. So let's go back to our Black Robe Regiments. Russell, if you wouldn't mind putting that on so that we can be reminded of our history and be reminded what should be happening in the country from the pulpit. The audio portion of a DVD put out by Pastor Dan Fisher of Trinity Baptist Church in Yukon, Oklahoma. You can go on their webpage and order a copy of that DVD. We're happy that Pastor Fisher let us play the audio portions so that everyone in our listening area, if they care to hear it, knows that our pastors played a real role, if not a dominant role, in the American Revolution. And they basically spoke God's will from the pulpit, unhindered by certainly King George or the colonial government. Everybody expected the pastors to speak their mind. I mean, it's in the Constitution, free speech. And for Johnson, later President Johnson, to put a law in inhibiting their free speech is unconstitutional in my mind. And I think a lot of people agree with me. And a lot of pastors are speaking their minds now, praise God, and calling, putting the light of Christian truth, do unto others you would have them do unto yourself, into the realm of politics and economics. We need their participation. It's absolutely vital for the survival of our country for them to express themselves and basically return God to his rightful place in our public discourse. And since 92% of the congressmen and senators have themselves named themselves Christians, they ought to put their beliefs in practice and basically put prayer back in the schools and basically make our country correct a lot of our country's ills by doing their jobs. And we have all kinds of things here this morning to discuss, including an interview coming up at 8:05. Elijah Platchek is coming in. He's a principal of the Westmont Christian School in Pottstown. We're anxiously waiting to hear him tell us about his school. But God is really moving in our in the news. I mean, praise God. A lot of you must be praying because things are really happening. The Ukrainian situation is somewhat calmed down in a way that the Russian-backed separatists aren't basically making big gains anymore. And one of the reasons, one of the many, many reasons, mostly it's God, but one of the things that we need to be aware of is that Europe is petrified that they'll lose the Russian natural gas. Well, the reality of it is that the United States has a lot of natural gas, and a pastor of long experience who was chaplain of the oil pipeline when it was put in 40 years ago or so, Reverend Lindsay Williams, wrote a book, The Energy Nun Crisis. And what I'm trying to say is that we've been pumping natural gas with 48 huge pumps driven by Boeing 747 jet engines back into the ground in Alaska. The oil comes out with the natural gas mixed in. It's separated. And because Carter didn't let us complete the gas pipeline, it's being put right back in the ground. Now, he made up some excuse that it should go through Canada or whatever, the reality of it was never put in. And we have all that natural gas. Much more natural gas and oil has been discovered in Alaska. Lindsay outlines it in his book. There's like four huge reservoirs up there. We have more oil and natural gas in Alaska, according to Lindsay Williams, a pastor 20 years before he wrote that book, about 20 years, and 20 years after he wrote the book, a man who's on video and documented everything, including the locations, the size of the natural gas and oil deposits, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and our politicians. To this day, President Obama is setting aside more land in that area as a national preserve. It's basically like a huge tundra. It's like pasture. I mean, not that we shouldn't preserve the animals and be aware of nature and everything, but when it causes our children not to have jobs, not to be able to support their babies, it's time to crack the whip and basically tell those politicians, we want that oil. We want it developed for the Alaska people. We want it developed for the American people. We're not, I mean, the Russians are in Bermuda telling us not to develop natural gas. They bribed essentially the Sierra Club to tell us what a bad deal fracking is and everything. It's all a lie, and it's been a lie to deprive our children of jobs. And it's time to crack the whip and go head-to-head with them. We're prepared to do that here at WFYL because the United States is a great country, and we don't want it strangled economically or spiritually. And we're inclined to do something about it. We're not only speaking, we're actually doing. So listen here, and you'll hear a lot of things that you won't hear in the other stations. Brian Williams doesn't work here, and he'll never work here. And basically, we got pictures of him, just looked at him here. When President Obama got elected, we got a picture of him bowing to Obama. It's like, hello, the news media is supposed to be the fourth estate. It's supposed to be a check and balance. It's supposed to make sure the truth gets to the American people. And they've acted like President Obama's personal lackeys. And it's basically not right. And that's why we need the pastors involved. That's why you need other radio stations like this station. And by the way, this station, as small as it is, it's near Valley Forge. It's where it all started. Here in southeast Pennsylvania, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you go to our website, you'll see some of the things that were initiated here. We started a program a little over a year ago from 11 to 12. Pastor Rohr, Pennsylvania Pastors Network. Now it's the American Pastors Network. And essentially, an hour-long program for Sunday morning, 11 to 12. We were the only one broadcasting it at first. Then it went to six or eight stations. Now it's at 140 stations. And we projected a news program from 12 noon daily till 1 o'clock where we basically broadcast a Christian station with Sam Rohr again and Pastor Dahl from Altoona and a pastor from the North Carolina Christian Network. Basically, it's that's going to start soon. So hopefully we'll be able to go from this station to many other stations across the nation and do God's will. Only, by the way, obviously, only God could make that sort of thing happen. It's beyond our feeble powers here. But we're going to aid God whenever we can. And just want you to know that there is success. There is good news out there. And we're here to proclaim it. Thank you.
Pennsylvania Pastors Network features a message from one of the nearly 3,000 church leaders that are members of the Pennsylvania Pastors Network. The mission is to build a permanent network of pastors across the state that are dedicated to affirming the authority of Scripture and taking seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Every day, we're working to impact the nation's values by encouraging pastors to lead their churches in addressing today's toughest issues, including the deterioration of traditional marriage, pornography, sexual permissiveness, and abortion. You're invited to join us in the battle for truth.
Airing Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. and streaming Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. on our website, 1180wfyl.com.
From the Pennsylvania Family Institute, I'm Michael Gear with today's Family Update. Before coming to head this organization, I worked in television news, both at the local and network levels, and I remember a joke line I'd often hear in the newsroom. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. It was truly meant as a joke because we all understood our duty to unflinchingly report the facts and not embellish them to make for a more compelling but ultimately untrue story. So with the stunning revelation that NBC Nightly News anchor Brian Williams lied about being on an Army helicopter that took enemy fire while he was covering the Iraq War, he becomes the joke. There should be consequences for failing such an important duty to be truthful. But there are definitely consequences for these outright lies, further distrust of the mainstream media. Morality and ethics truly do matter. We need to fight for a return to integrity in the media and in government. The Pennsylvania Family Institute website is pafamily.org.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
Cortez ordered his ships sunk. There was no turning back. In the era of crusades to win the Holy Land and the Moors being driven from Spain, Cortez set off in a holy cause to end the barbaric practices of cannibalism and human sacrifice in Mexico, resulting from the Aztecs' belief that the sun god needed human blood to live. While the Reformation spread in Europe, Cortez addressed his 500 men in Mexico on this day, saying, "We seek not only to subdue boundless territories in the name of our emperor, Don Carlos, but to win millions of unsalvaged souls to the true faith."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
We're back, everyone, here at New Day, and I'd like to share an important announcement with you this morning. It's kind of a last-minute thing, but we've received word from Joanne Yurchek that tomorrow there is an extremely important hearing in Harrisburg. That's tomorrow, Thursday, the 12th of February, from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. This hearing is about standards and testing. We had an educational roundtable here at WFYL, and some of the people who will be speaking tomorrow in Harrisburg about this event. Groups like the Pennsylvania School Board Association, Pennsylvania State Education Association, Pro Common Core Business, Pennsylvania Business Council, and the State Superintendents Association will also be testifying, along with the PA Department of Education and representatives from the State Board of Education. Anita Hoag, Cheryl Boyce, and Ryan Bannister, all from Pennsylvanians Restoring Education, an offshoot of Pennsylvanians Against Common Core, will also be testifying beginning at 10 a.m., according to the agenda. The hearing will be held in room G50, Irvis Office Building. That's room G50, Irvis Office Building. It's being held by the House Education Committee. The address of that building is 450 Commonwealth Avenue, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, 17120. If anyone is able to go, they're strongly urged to do so. You can hear both sides of the story there and give support to people who will be testifying. Again, that's tomorrow, Thursday, February 12th, from 9 to 2 in Harrisburg, an educational hearing on standards and testing. Thank you.
Thank you, Susan. It's well worth supporting such efforts. I'd like to read a letter from the Heritage Foundation. This is President Jim DeMint, former senator from, I believe, South Carolina, and he makes some really good points in this letter. Here's what the Washington elite thinks about you. This is a quote from Jonathan Gruber, architect of Obamacare. Lack of transparency, this is Jonathan Gruber speaking now, lack of transparency is a huge political advantage. Call it the stupidity of the American voter or whatever. Lack of transparency, in brackets, was critical to getting this bill passed. They're counting on the stupidity of the American voter. And I just want to say that people who listen to this station aren't stupid. Okay, we demand, as the original colonists demand, good government. Government that looks out after our interests, not after their own interests. And Jim DeMint makes some additional points, which I have to broadcast to let our listeners know. Some younger listeners probably don't acknowledge this, but I'm just telling you, after long experience, human nature is corrupt in major ways. And here's Jim telling us how corrupt it is. In 2011, Americans learned that members of Congress received insider stock information without penalty. This is insider trading, a serious crime for regular citizens. If you did this, you could go to jail for up to 20 years, be fined as much as $5 million or both. So the Americans were outraged. So President Obama proclaimed in his 2012 State of the Union address, "Send me a bill that bans insider trading by members of Congress, and I will sign it tomorrow." Being an election year, Congress quickly passed a law banning their insider trading, and the president signed it on April 4th, 2012, in a big White House ceremony. All that was missing was a brass band. Fast forward 12 months after the election was over. On Friday, April 12th, 2013, just a few days over a year later, at 4:53 p.m., Congress very quietly reversed the ban, and Obama sealed the deal with his signature. No cameras, no reporters, no fanfare. Washington aristocrats were back in business. Arrogant, hypocritical, absolutely corrupt. What do you think? This story encapsulates all that is wrong with the Washington elites. They believe they're above the law and getting rich via public service is acceptable. And since they think that voters are too dumb to figure out what they're up to, and I'll scratch your back if you scratch mine, cronyism takes place all too often inside the Beltway. And yes, that includes members of both parties. So there you have it. Jim DeMint is a true patriot and resigned his Senate seat so he could bring things that he's witnessed personally to the American people. And this is big because people like Brian Williams should have reported this. They should have said this is working its way through the House and Senate. They're going to reverse this insider trading thing, and the American people would have raised such an outcry that they would have never done it. But with Brian Williams there, no, silence. And thank God for people like Jim DeMint, who brings this. And I urge everybody to support the Heritage Foundation and Jim DeMint. You can go online to their website, and basically they're in Massachusetts Avenue. If you want to call them, they have an 800 number. It's 546-2843. 546-2843. You might say, oh, that's a lot of money to donate and everything. Trust me, they're going to steal more money from you if you don't support people like Jim DeMint to keep your rights and privileges, not only of yourself, but your children and grandchildren. So I really recommend them. And basically, here's another thing before I leave this. While, this is Jim again. While regular Americans' median net worth has shrunk nearly 40% since 2007, members of Congress have seen their wealth jump as much as 14%. A net of 54% difference. So they're not looking after us. They're looking out after themselves, is what this appears to be saying. And we need people like Jim to look over their shoulder and tell us the truth. Here's some more information. The Washington Post puts this out. America's moved to the right under Obama. Polling by the Gallup organization since President Barack Obama took office shows a steady march to the right by voters in both Democratic and Republican states. It's hard not to understand why. You know, the last elections say a lot. You know, the Republicans took back the Senate. The House increased the Republican majority. Nobody's happy with either party. But, President Obama's just taken leave, too much power in his hands. I mean, he hasn't had a real budget passed the whole time he's been president. He submits these budgets that are so outrageous and that even the Democrats won't back it. So things, one thing or another, like Vice President Biden admitted, probably didn't think anybody was in there to hear him, that they made decisions that are really hard to explain. Yes, and Mrs. Obama's been quoted saying, whose side are you on? Talking to her own presidential husband, whose side are you on? She's talking about giving away five known terrorists for an army deserter. It's like, whose side are you on, Mr. President? And the investigations are going forward, you know, too many to mention almost. The latest is this is a coming investigation. The Republican member of the FCC says Obama's come up with a 300-page book on how he wants to regulate the internet and basically tax it. It's like, my God, every time you turn around, Lord, help us. It's he can cause more damage in the next 2 years than I can even imagine. God, help us.
Carla Dedessi here every Friday from 8 until 9 for Your Family Matters. This is going to be an epic year, 2015, for Your Family Matters. We are going to continue to protect your family, your faith, while we are having fun. We're going to bring cutting-edge news to you, the current events, current resources and tools that are going to give you the best family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
Broadcasting live from historic West Norriton Township, this is AM 1180. AM 1180. WFYL, King of Prussia, Philadelphia.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. He killed Chris Kyle, the man immortalized on screen as the American Sniper, but was Eddie Ray Routh insane? That is the issue as the trial starts today. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown live in Stephenville, Texas.
Dave, prosecutors will likely tell the jury about a former Marine, Eddie Ray Routh, who is less than honorable, who gunned down American Sniper Chris Kyle and his friend Chad Littlefield, who had made the effort to help the Marine deal with PTSD issues. The defense is likely to say that PTSD made Routh so detached from reality that he was insane when he killed the men. Among the first prosecution witnesses expected to be called will be Chris Kyle's widow, Dave.
Yemen is becoming too dangerous. That's what the U.S., Britain, and France conclude, closing embassies today, evacuating their staffs. Rebels have taken control of the capital, attacking protesters, stabbing and beating them. The deadly fighting rages on in Ukraine, 19 troops among the dozens killed. Ahead of today's peace talks, Fox News Radio Simon Owen live in our European Bureau.
Dave, the latest fighting included a rocket attack on the city of Kramatorsk, which is some 30 miles from the nearest front line.
Attacking peaceful city of Kramatorsk. This is absolutely unacceptable.
Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko paid a surprise visit to the city at midnight and blaming the attack on pro-Russian rebels. The leaders of Ukraine, Russia, Germany and France meet later in Belarus, but the German government playing down the prospect of a deal, saying the talks offer a glimmer of hope, but nothing more. Dave.
Simon Brian Williams is taking a forced vacation. NBC News is suspending him for 6 months without pay for embellishing stories about being under fire while covering the Iraq War.
NBC News President Deborah Ternus saying Williams was informed of the decision and that his actions were inexcusable and jeopardized the trust he has built up with viewers during his decade as the network's lead anchor.
That's Fox News Radio's Michelle Polino. And Jon Stewart says he'll leave The Daily Show later this year. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
These days, businesses have to always be on call, on site, and online. And with Regis, you'll be ready. With an unmatched local, national, and global network, Regis helps you be anywhere your business needs to be. Regis provides workspace, technology, and support staff. So whether you need a place to work for a day, a week, or even a month, Regis gets you up and running fast. Stay connected through Regis and be free to do your best work. Regis, the new way to work. Call 1-800-OFFICES now.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. The Quicken Loans PMI Advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
They know what's going to happen, but House Republicans are ready to send to the White House the bill that would approve the Keystone Oil Pipeline. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
It could be the first bill President Obama vetoes from the new Republican-controlled Congress. The House expected to pass the Senate's Keystone Pipeline legislation authorizing immediate construction. The House passed similar language earlier this year, largely along party lines, but the Senate made a few changes, including adding an amendment declaring climate change real and not a hoax. At any rate, the president has said he will veto, arguing a final decision on the pipeline's construction will not be made until a State Department review is complete, Dave.
Jared, a House committee will hold a hearing this morning into the threat ISIS poses and homegrown terror and the concern about the flood of foreign fighters into Syria. AP reports an estimated 3,400 people from Western countries have gone to join Islamic extremists. This is the day after the U.S. confirmed Kayla Mueller is dead, the American that ISIS had held hostage since 2013.
Kayla has touched the heart of the world.
One of Kayla Mueller's aunts, Lori Lyons, says she did more in 26 years than many could imagine doing in a lifetime, trying to ease suffering wherever she found it, from her hometown, Prescott, Arizona, to the horrors of Syria's civil war. Her posts online urging the world to pay attention and act.
It's not that she was so angelic, it's that she just saw things and did whatever she could with whatever she could. It was just her heart, her mind, her guitar, her pen, her computer.
Friend and Reverend Kathleen Day says despite efforts to silence her, letters from prison showed Kayla was still Kayla, and now she's free. Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
A Missouri killer sentenced to death three times for the same crime. It was twice overturned. Finally got a lethal injection just after midnight. Walter Story mouthed, "I love you," to witnesses just before his execution for murdering a neighbor to steal beer money. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Have you checked out our podcasts on our WFYL homepage? Did you know you could stream us anytime, night or day, 24/7 at 1180WFYL.com? If you like what you hear on WFYL, please email us at info@1180WFYL.com to let us know.
Hi, this is Dan Celia from the Financial Issues radio program heard daily across the nation. Saturday at noon, you will be able to hear the best of Financial Issues right here on WFYL AM 1180. I'm proud to be a part of the WFYL lineup every Saturday at noon. See you then.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.
This is WFYL. We're back on the air here with Susan Locke and Russell Older.
Good morning,
running the board. And we're privileged to have a guest here from the Westmont Christian Academy, the principal. Elijah, please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the school and your background.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me. My name is Elijah Placzek, and I have been working at Westmont Christian Academy now for, this will be going on 10 years. I started off as a fifth grade teacher, and currently am the acting elementary school principal, working with Dr. James Smock as the administrator and Gail Hallman as the assistant. Westmont has been in Pottstown, Pennsylvania now since 1980 and has been, it was founded in 1980 by the Pottstown Youth Center and the Hallman family. And currently Westmont is found in the northern Chester County. So it's not really Westmont anymore, but we're now in Chester County and we're currently serving over 270 families with Christian education here.
Excellent. Well, we're really happy to have you here, and we want to basically tell our listeners about your work and make them aware that there is a Christian Academy, and if they live close by, they should consider enrolling their children in an establishment like yours so that they don't miss any of the Christian education that they might miss if they went to some other school.
Right. Yeah. Westmont prides itself on the fact that we are a non-denominational school, and we serve all denominations of churches and Christian families and backgrounds. And Westmont loves to make it very clear that when we teach everything that we teach at the academy, we teach from a biblical perspective and with biblical principles in mind.
Excellent. I think you said better than I could of what our principles are here too. We pride ourselves in being a non-denominational sort of organization that encourages all Christians and backs all Christians in hopes that you know, the love of Christ is displayed here. And That's an excellent principle to espouse there.
Right. That's one of the things that makes Westmont special. And we're able to reach across, you know, the fences, so to say, and facilitate the body of Christ rather than keep it narrow and within ourselves. And so this year I think Westmont is serving over 80 different denominations of churches within our Westmont family. So that's a wonderful thing to see the body of Christ working as one.
That's terrific. And it goes back to our heritage here in Pennsylvania. William Penn came over here. He was discriminated against in England as a Quaker. And basically Pennsylvania, I'd say it was the first state. There's another state that makes a similar claim, but it's the first state that has freedom of religion. And World War II and World War I, when all the boys from all the different religions fought side by side, I think it as a monument in Altoona says, it welded us together in blood.
That's right.
We gave blood to be free in the Revolutionary War, and we've had to work together ever since. And it's proven to be a keystone of our nation, that we all work together, and people in the Ukraine and other places could follow our example and basically treat each other with more respect. And over the long term, they'd get further than by fighting among themselves and killing each other. So I really appreciate your doing that for our children. They're the future of America, like Carla says, the future leaders.
Exactly, yeah. One of the most, you know, misunderstood ideas about education is that, you know, this whole idea behind the truth of why we're learning what we're learning. And I think that Westmont, you know, really accentuates the truth is the Bible and is the Word of God. And we are able to ensure and instill that in our children and students' lives. You know, we love to see our students out working with the community and out on the sports fields and on the stages and sharing our witness throughout the community of Pottstown and the surrounding areas. So we love to reach out that way.
Excellent. I think that if you get behind all the gloss, the Brian Williams of the world, so to speak, and you get to meet the real people who are making things happen, certainly the warriors who have fought in our wars, you'll see that their faith, the Bible, their faith in the Bible was really a strong, strong pillar in their survival. And as some people say, there's no atheists in the foxholes. So by your teaching these young people at a very early age, you're equipping them to cope with the problems they're going to be facing in the future. And I really admire your dedication to helping them.
Well, that's where wisdom comes from, too.
Right.
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Right, absolutely.
It's not just knowledge, but wisdom is being imparted.
Right. Yeah, I think that Westmont's mission's goal, mission statement, is that we bring God's truth and purpose into the lives of our students. And so wherever God has our students going, whatever his purpose for them, they will know that he is with them, whether it is in the military, whether it's a stay-at-home mom, whether it's a stay-at-home dad, you know, whether it's a CEO of a Fortune 500 company in their future. But to know that Westmont is instilling God's truth and purpose into the lives of our students will ensure that wherever they go, their faith rests on him and him alone.
Elijah, for people who might be listening and considering sending their children to Westmont, can you just give some logistical information, you know, practical information about where you're located, about
yes.
enrollment and all of that?
Yes. Yeah, Westmont is located on 873 on South Hanover Street in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. We have lots of opportunities to come visit the school. Actually, every Wednesday morning from 9 to 12 a.m., we call it Welcome Wednesdays, and everyone is free to just walk right into the school and visit, and we will have an administrator on hand for you to speak with every Wednesday morning from 9 to 12.
That's wonderful.
So actually today that will be happening, so if anyone's in the area today. Also, on Sunday, February 22nd, Westmont has an open house from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m., so everyone right after church can just come visit and see everything that's going on at Westmont and know the truth behind everything that is happening there.
That's great.
One of the most involved sections of the school where I am is the missions program. And at Westmont, we have a purpose project that we call the Point Project, in which we are seeking ways to allow our students to find their calling where God has them. And we do lots of missions programs, both locally and around the world. And Westmont has been very active in the local community and within the nation and within the in the world that way, is to reach out to others and provide opportunities for our students to see that you know what Christ meant when he said to put others before yourself or to love another as you love yourself. So that's one of the most important parts of Westmont, that we find ways to reach out and allow our students the opportunity to to see what love in action is.
Was that one of the original goals, or has that evolved over the years?
Yeah, Westmont has always had the opportunity to do that. I think it's been about 24 years now that Westmont has been running a full-fledged missions program. It was started by Doug Wynn. He was the athletic director for many years at Westmont, and that has been something that changed my life. When I went to Westmont my senior year, I was a part of the missions team, and I knew from that point, all the way back in 1999, that this is what I was going to be doing the rest of my life. So very thankful that God has me return to Westmont after my education and becoming a teacher and eventually administrator and working with the missions program there.
That's a testimony to the school right there, that you're back working there where you went to school and loving it
yes.
so much.
Yeah, that's one of the best things about Westmont. We are a family. We're a very close-knit family. You know, still meet and talk with lots of friends who graduated with me. And there are several alumni teaching at the school or alumni returning now with their own children to enroll them in Westmont as well.
That's great.
Yes.
And what did you say the total enrollment is right now for the school?
The enrollment this year is about 270. I think it's a little mm-hmm. bit more than that. And I think that the key when it comes to enrollment in any kind of Christian school or private school is to do the very best you can with what you've been given and honoring God through that, whether it's 200 students, whether it's 1,000 students. Westmont wants to see the children at Westmont learn that God loves them and that they need to share that with others.
That's wonderful. A lot can be done with a little, that's for certain. When we come back, we would like you to stay into the next segment if you could, Elijah.
Absolutely.
And you were sharing with me a little bit before about this special program you have at the school, and we'd like to let the listeners in on that. So we will be right back after the break. We thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to Elijah Platchek, who is the elementary principal at Westmont Christian School.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Sure.